Today, we will read Mark chapter 14, verses 1 through 26. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us today. Bring your word to life so that it speaks to our hearts, so that we can see you more clearly. Lord, we want to hear your voice. We want to listen and follow and obey. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 14, verses 1 through 26. Now, the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread were only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were scheming to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him. "But not during the festival," they said, "or the people may riot." While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why waste this perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages, and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them any time you want. But you will not always have me." She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted to hear this and promised to give him money. So he watched for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, telling them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house he enters, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." The disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus arrived with the 12. While they were reclining at the table eating, he said, "Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They were saddened, and one by one they said to him, "Surely you don't mean me." "It is one of the 12," he replied, "one who dips bread into the bowl with me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him, but woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many," he said to them. "Truly, I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Okay. In today's reading, we see the events leading up to the arrest and trial and crucifixion, the death of Jesus. This happened the day before he was killed. So, what's going on? Well, the Passover is very near. Actually, I'm sorry, the Passover is 2 days away at the very beginning of the chapter. They actually get to it at the end. But 2 days before the Passover, a woman comes, and she comes and she breaks an expensive bottle of perfume and pours the perfume on Jesus. And she is doing this as an act of worship. Now, this perfume that she poured on Jesus was actually very, very, very expensive. And here it says it was worth an entire year's wages. So this was a very expensive gift that she gave. It was a very costly thing. It was a big sacrifice. An entire year's wages poured out on Jesus. It was a demonstration of her love for him, of her devotion to him. And so the disciples are critical. And they are saying, "What? Why did she do this? That was very expensive. She could have sold that and had an entire year's wages. We could have given to the poor." But Jesus tells them not to criticize, that she has done something beautiful. Our worship of Jesus should be extravagant. When I give to Jesus, I want to give him something valuable. It might be a sacrifice in order to give it, but we should strive and long to give Jesus everything. And so here, she is worshiping him, and it costs her a great deal, but he receives it, and he honors her, and praises her for it. May our worship also be valuable. Next, Jesus has what is often known as the Last Supper. Now, this was the Passover meal. Now, the Passover is a Jewish religious holiday. It is a very special day, and it is a time when they remember a story from the Old Testament, a time before Jesus. This is a story from the beginning of the Jewish history, as they are remembering when they first became a nation. And part of the story is that they were trapped. They were captured as slaves in Egypt. And God did incredible things to set them free. He rescued them. There were many bad things that happened to the Egyptians because they would not let the Israelites go. And there were 10 events that happened, from the water turning to blood, to frogs and gnats and locusts coming in, eating everything. There were also, the people had painful sores on them. It turned dark, and there was no sun at all, so it was total darkness. But the worst one was the last one. God said, "Get ready. I am getting ready to set you free." And so he said he would send an angel to kill the firstborn of every family. But he would not kill the firstborn of the Jewish households. And this was how they were supposed to identify that they were people of God. They were supposed to take a lamb, sacrifice it, kill it, and take the blood of that lamb and paint it on their door frame. And as the angel came and saw that blood, the blood showed that this family belonged to God. Now, that Passover lamb was a sacrifice. In many ways, Jesus is our Passover lamb. You see, the Jews, every year after they were set free from Egypt, they would have Passover. They would sacrifice a lamb, put the blood on their door, and remember how they were rescued. How, when death came, it passed over, it went over their house, and they were spared from death. Jesus is that for us. He is our sacrifice. He gave himself for us, like a lamb being sacrificed. And his blood, when we accept it, his blood covers us. His blood draws a circle around us and says, "This one is mine." And because of his blood, the punishment of death for our sins passes over us. We are rescued. We are saved from death because of Jesus. It's a beautiful picture. And God worked it so perfectly that Jesus died at this time as a picture of Jesus as our Passover lamb. And so Jesus and his disciples went to observe this festival, to observe this holiday. And while they are up there eating, Jesus says, "One of you will betray me." All of them are shocked. And it turns out to be Judas. And Judas leaves and goes and begins to and works out a plan to lead the chief priests and the soldiers to arrest Jesus. But before that happens, Jesus observes what is known as the Last Supper. Now, in this, in the Last Supper, it's also often known as the Lord's Supper. Here, Jesus uses two things as a picture of him. First, he takes the bread. He breaks it and gives it to them and says, "Take it. This is my body." Next, he takes the cup with wine or grape juice in it and gives it to them. And he says, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many." And even today, Christians have a tradition called the Lord's Supper that Jesus told them to do this remembering him and remember Jesus as they take the Lord's Supper. And so in Christian churches and congregations today, we still observe the Lord's Supper. We will eat bread, a little bit of bread and some grape juice or wine, and they are a picture of Jesus, the bread broken as Jesus' body was broken for us. He was beaten and crucified as our Passover lamb. And so the bread is a picture of his body broken for us. The wine is a picture of his blood poured out, purchasing our freedom and our salvation, covering us covering our sins so that we can escape the punishment of our sins. And so even today, Christians do this, remembering Jesus. As I look back at today's reading, I pray about, Lord, what do you want us to do? One of the things that stands out is the woman and her gift. The Bible teaches that we are to give to Jesus. We are to give to God. We do that in many different ways. One of them is our tithe, giving a tenth of what we have to the church. Another is giving to ministries, giving to people who are doing God's work. And so there are different ways to give, but we need to give extravagantly out of worship to God. The next thing is looking at the disciples. There were 12 men who followed Jesus closely, yet one of them, Judas, betrayed Jesus. To me, it reminds me that I need to watch my heart and be careful. That even though I am a follower of Jesus, things could happen if I am not staying close to him and worshiping and loving him. If I let other things, whether it is a love of money or a dream of power, if I let other things become more important, it could pull me away from Jesus as something pulled Judas away from Jesus. And I don't want that. I want to stay close and not allow anything to pull me away. Finally, I think about the Passover and the Lord's Supper. And as I think about this, I worship God, remembering that he gave himself for me. He gave his life and shed his blood, just like a sacrificial lamb that was killed, and the blood covers us. And that just makes me worship him and thank him. Lord, we thank you for how incredible and great you are. Lord, you gave yourself for us. And we thank you and praise you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.